Hey, Uncommon Leaders, welcome back. This is the Uncommon Leader Podcast, and I'm your host, John Gallagher. I've got a very, very special and lovely guest to introduce you to today. I've known her for over 30 years, and she's had a very positive influence on my life. Today, I interview my wife, Chris Gallagher. While there are many topics we could discuss, today we chat about a book we both recently read, The Coffee Bean, A Simple Lesson to Create Positive Change, written by Damon West and John Gordon. I came across this book after listening to a recent interview with Damon on the Ed Milet podcast. That was really impactful. You got to stick around to the end of the podcast, and I would love to share a copy of this book with some listeners, and I'll let you know how to get a copy, but you got to stick around and listen to the whole podcast. You're going to enjoy this, so let's get started. Hi, Chris Gallagher. How are you? Welcome to the Uncommon Leader Podcast. I'm glad to have you as a guest on the show. You're the second Gallagher that's been on the show, and I know you pretty well, but I think the listeners would love to get to know you better as well. So I'm still going to start you off with the question that I start every guest on the Uncommon Leader Podcast, and that's, do you have a story from when you were young that still impacts who you are today as an individual?
Hey, John Gallagher. I'm so excited to be talking to the legend that I've been hearing about. So I'm so excited to be on your podcast. I do have a story. Probably when I was in fifth grade, you're kind of elementary, but then you're kind of progressing into sixth grade, which would be junior high. But I had a teacher that was a really mean teacher. She and I struggled back and forth. And so my mom and I had a conversation with her, one of those where you find out what's going on, what's good with the class, what's wrong with the class. And she told my mother and I that I would never be college material. And so from that point, when a child in fifth grade is, you don't know what you are. You don't know who you are, where you're going. But anyway, my teacher told me I would never be college material. And so as a fifth grader, that kind of like, whoa, okay. It really put you down a little bit, not thinking you're very successful or going to be successful. And so I remember that summer I was asked to be a leader to show all the rising fifth graders the next year. And I got to tour her class, her rising fifth grade class. So it was kind of cool to be able to show Mrs. Jessup that I was a leader and got to show the rising sixth graders to junior high and gave them the school tour. And so that was kind of cool. And it made me feel like, hey, I'm going to be okay. And then what was amazing, you never know where you're going to, about, I guess, 12, maybe 15 years later, I was in a Bible study and she was in my Bible study. And I got to have a great conversation about her and when she taught me. And I didn't have the conversation that you really impacted me negatively, but then it came full circle, but she got to know all of my successes and college and our children. And so it was kind of one of those things that you never know where you're going to meet the person that maybe that bully in school, or I don't know, the employer that was just really mean or rude. But anyway, that really impacted me and it made me the strong person that I am today. And so you kind of look back and think, I'm grateful for that.
Wow. That's turning what could have been very much a negative into a positive as you go forward and motivate you going forward. I think there are many stories where people have had impacts on us from a positive standpoint, but also opportunities where people have had impacts on us from a negative standpoint and how we don't want to be as we go forward as well. So I'm glad that worked out. I'm actually glad that you had a chance to meet her again in a few years and you were able to still have a good conversation with her and not really look back on that and hold it against. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I could have done the same thing. I have certain experiences with teachers as well in the past who have had a positive impact and others who have said things to me that I wasn't real fond of. And I don't know if I could have that same experience afterwards. So proud of you doing that. I know, again, knowing you for the 28 years that we've been married, plus a little bit other time of courting as we went through, I've had the chance to hear that story, but I appreciate you sharing it with the listeners. And I know they'll find value in it as well. And I actually think that that story, if you will, that impacts you, feeds really well into our conversation that we're going to go into today. So this is a little bit different for us to have, you know, Gallagher's on the show as well, interviewing you as you go forward. but also a chance for us to review, if you will, a book that we both had the chance to read recently and talk about it. And it's a book called The Coffee Bean, A Simple Lesson to Create Positive Change. And it's authored by Damon West and John Gordon. And it's a book that I think has had an impact on both of us. And I'm curious, as you have a chance to talk about it, I mean, what did you appreciate and like about this book as you read through it? And maybe what did you not like about it a whole lot?
I just love how Mr. Jackson brought out what a carrot, you know, when you put a carrot in boiling water, what happens? It softens. And how the hard-boiled egg, how, you know, the exterior is hard, but then when you put it in boiling water, you know, it hardens. And sometimes that's kind of how we, like if someone's wronged you or whatever, how the carrot softened and, you know, the softens within its environment. How do people soften within their environment? I just thought it was the illustrations were really spot on. And I felt like there was a lot of biblical things in this teaching of how to live your life.
I think you hit that spot on in terms of the story within the story. While the book itself did not necessarily talk about faith in the background, I think it's something that came out to both of us as we went through. So again, it talked about the boiling water that was kind of the pressure that we face in life and the heat that we get into in stressful situations. And when you throw that carrot in there, it softens up. You throw that egg in there, it hardens on the inside. The risk of that stressful environment and the risk of that environment that you went through as a young fifth grader with that teacher is that your heart could have hardened and gone the opposite way. But the third component of that and the theory behind the story is what happens when you put a coffee bean in boiling water. And the difference is it doesn't soften. The difference is it doesn't harden, but actually the coffee bean itself transforms the water. It takes a little time, but it actually transforms the water. And for us, when we're put in those stressful situations, when we can recognize that the boiling water, if we respond in a positive way, if we can make a difference in others' lives, that it can transform us and transform others as individuals. And you're right. I think the book did a great job of telling the story of how those three pieces came together. Mr. Jackson and Abraham, the child who was going through many different challenging situations that he went through, but how Mr. Jackson was a positive impact on him as well.
I wonder, was it Abraham too? I kind of felt like growing up, and then I see our children as Abraham. So I think it's kind of, as I see myself growing, I can see my children, our children growing through those different phases of life.
As they go through all those phases, they go through, and they're in pressure-packed situations. I mean, I would not have wanted to, in essence, quote, grow up in their time period through high school and through, you know, even college with the pressures that already existed within school and some of those things. But you throw on top of that social media and the things that went along with that, the access to so much information that we just didn't have access to in the past that made things very difficult and created an environment that would have been very easy for them to either harden their heart or soften and become weakened. And I think we could probably, for ourselves and for our kids, look back on moments in time where they may have been softened through their situations that they went through, and probably where we tried to support them and use our stories from the past that would have brought them out of that as well. So I'm curious, I know you had, when you got a chance to read through it, and I love that we both went through it, it's probably not often that you and I read two books together outside of the Bible that we see so much alignment with, but I knew as soon as I read this book, it was going to be one that I thought you were going to love. And as you read through it, did you have any specific things that stood out to you, maybe a favorite quote in the book that really stood out to you?
Yes. This one I thought was pretty good. If you know you are a coffee bean who leads and lives with love, fear will have no power over you. And I think a lot of times when you live in fear, it kind of takes over. It takes over your life, it takes over your mind, it takes over your heart, you get hardened, but the love overcomes.
Well, for me, there was a story in the book that really hit home with regards to that quote, so I appreciate you sharing that. And that was the one, you know, even as Abraham grew, so it went through the story a few times with regards to how he had the opportunity to be a coffee bean, both in school with his high school football team, and then in the military, and as a military leader. And when he got out of the military, he went to this sales job. and he wasn't doing that well, and his company wasn't doing that well. And he forgot, he went back and he started to get under a lot of stress, and he really forgot the power of the coffee bean. And he started to turn into that egg in the hot water where it hardened, and he was making it difficult on his family. He was making it difficult on his kids, and the environment just wasn't that good. And I know, I mean, if I own that, I know as I was growing as a leader that I have, and I frankly, I probably still do, but I had times when I was in manufacturing as a leader where I did not carry the stress that well. And I probably had either weakened myself or hardened my heart as I went through that and made it very difficult on the family. So when you read a book like this, I think oftentimes we have the opportunity to point the finger at others and say, hey, you need to read this to make an improvement. But this is one that I owned all over, in understanding that I had, you know, been a carrot in situations and softened, right? Been an egg in situations and hardened my heart through those things. And so reading this again was just a great reminder of what we've been through. We could talk about so many stories. Maybe we'll take off the podcast about how, you know, raising kids is a challenge, and we have so many opportunities to worry about that. So many opportunities to fret and argue over things that, you know, really we don't have control over all the time. And that fear was something that really that would overtake us at times. So we have to be aware of that. I'm curious, as you thought about reading through, and we talked about this a little bit beforehand, is there anybody in particular that you would recommend this book to in terms of reading through it? I mean, it's a quick read. We both sat down, read it probably in 45 minutes. Pretty quick read. Anybody you would recommend read this book?
Well, you know, I have an attention deficit. So if there's something going on, it's like squirrel. So for me to be able to read this and on, I mean, literally every page, and we were on our back porch and it's like Wild Kingdom. And I didn't allow that to interfere with my reading. So yes, this is awesome. But I would love to be able to gift this to a gal who owns a coffee shop. And she worked with our youth at our church. And I thought that's the first person I thought of. And I also think that I need to start carrying some really good smelling coffee beans that I can hand out to some of these students and young leaders that minister to these students that I work with on Wednesdays.
I love that idea. Love it. I think you should reach into my expensive Costco coffee bean jar and take a few on Wednesday night when you go over and see some of those youth leaders and some of those kids. Absolutely. And we'll share the coffee bean book with a few of them as well. That's one of my favorite things about books, especially ones that impact me, is to share those books with others. And I mean, the other part about this book that I think is pretty powerful, and I'll put a link in the show notes, is that you read this book. I read this book as a result of listening to a podcast. I'll put a link in the show notes to that podcast. But the author, Damon West, you know, the real essence behind this story, without trying to tell the whole thing, was that Damon West was incarcerated and was going to be in prison for 65 years. And he had an inmate share this story with him, that when he went into prison, he was going to have to make a choice. He was going to have to either be in that hot water, he was going to turn into a carrot, or he's going to turn into a hard-boiled egg, or he was going to transform the environment he was going to go through and turn into a coffee bean. So it was a really powerful story. And if you get a chance to listen through that podcast, or take a link to the YouTube video I'm going to put in there as well from the author, Damon West, I truly think it's something that you would find value in. But you read the book actually before you listened to the interview for that podcast. Yes. So what was there for you in terms of that process? Did you enjoy it just as much after listening to the interview?
Absolutely. Well, when I read the book, this was so intriguing. But then when I heard Damon West speak about his situation, I'm literally in tears. I could identify with the situation with his mother. I could identify with Jesus's mother seeing their son going through the worst part of their life, being incarcerated for like 65 years. That's what I could envision. However, you know, I think of our kids. How would I handle that if our kids were in that situation? So there was a lot that I really felt and was excited that he turned his life around. And even though he's turned his life around, he still goes to rehab meetings and AA meetings and really walks the walk, talks the talk. Mm-hmm. He's just because he's been out of jail for what, 13 years, 15 years or something of that nature. He still wants to be held accountable.
No, I think it's spot on. I was excited to get the book. And we have friends at Campbell's. I'll mention one here, Dave and Susan, who listened to that podcast as well and bought a few copies. I look forward to getting the opportunity to discuss this with them. And, you know, the others we can give these books to, no doubt, are our kids. And whether they read them right off the bat or they sit on the shelf for a little while, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will arrive with some of these things as we keep sharing with them. And we're going to be a coffee bean, and we're going to work to continue to transform our kids even as they get older, 25 and 23. They're not old, but as they get older, I don't understand it because we get younger, I think, as we go through that process. But we'll see how that continues to work.
In our minds, we are younger.
Sure. Okay. In our minds. Absolutely. We'll leave that to another podcast to talk about the other things that happen as we get older. So when you think about ultimately the sharing, and I appreciate you talking about this from a faith standpoint, because when I did read the book and I heard it talk about the coffee bean, that was there for me as well. I mean, there are many areas in our life, whether it's how we show up at work, how we show up with our family and work with them, or frankly, you know, as people of faith, how we show up at our church and the people that we hang out with. And the coffee bean does, for me, there was a little bit of a story in that coffee bean that was about the Bible, that was the word that exists, that Bible that I've been reading now for 2 years is transforming me and who I am as well. If I let that happen, if I keep that going on, and if I look back to that word as the truth and it can transform me. I think we had a message recently from Dan Leanne at New Spring Church where he talked about the sword that was the Bible that we use to fight those battles. And that coffee being there as a reminder for us in our pocket, or that Bible being on our desk as a reminder for us not to worry, that we need to keep our lives with God as well. That's important to us. So I can't help but recognize with you that had an impact from a faith standpoint on me as well. So I do appreciate you sharing that also. I am curious, let me maybe one last question before I jump into my fun question at the end, but was there anything that you went back in time when you read that book and said there was an opportunity for you to be a coffee, and maybe that you weren't the coffee bean that you needed to be, and how that impacted you as you look back on? Was there anything like that flipped in for you? Because I can think of one for me after you share.
I need to be more active in what I believe and being more of a leader. I work with our youth on Wednesday nights and probably need to step up a little bit more in my faith, in what, when I see like a young adult struggling, hey, let's go have coffee. And instead of, oh, I don't think they would have coffee with me. Why would they want to have a coffee with an older lady and they're, you know, in their 25s or whatever, or 25 or 20s or whatever. And I think that I need to step up and be more proactive. You never know. Someone maybe will be going through something that maybe they need a coffee. No pun intended, the coffee being coffee, whatever. But I think that I need to be more proactive and kind of, when something comes in my mind, go for it. Call.
No, I think you're spot on. I think you think about that scenario and that there's some confidence, some self-confidence behind what you're saying, is that, you know, what it allows us to, the self-confidence will soften us as well. Self-confidence, or whether it is the word fear, and you use that fear quote in there, saying something that you might upset somebody and what they're doing, allowing that to creep in will soften us as well. Allowing that to creep in will harden our hearts, and we won't take action when we need to. But being confident, I hope this book, you know, in reading that and feeling that, gives you the confidence to do that, because I know you're having an impact on both those students and those young leaders who are leading those students on a regular basis when you go and work with them on Wednesday nights and the other opportunities you get. We had a chance recently to hang out with those adult leaders, and I could tell you have an impact on them, no doubt about it, with the stories they were sharing and the gifts they were giving me. For me, you know, I could use it as a work situation, but I don't think there's any doubt. And again, if I bring it back to my faith and that fear of saying the wrong thing at times, but I do believe it gives me a push to be more active in sharing with others what that story means about my faith and how that has impacted me going forward, and that I do need to model that, so that as a coffee bean, as someone who's transforming in that water, rather than just being soft and not saying anything at all, but stepping up and being forward with it. So that's so cool. I think this is a great book. I think it is one that I certainly would recommend as well. Again, The Coffee Bean, A Simple Lesson to create positive change. And I would suggest take a look at the link in the show notes to click on that and find that. I don't believe you will be let down if you read through that, listener. So enjoy that. All right, Chris, I'll put the pressure on you. One more thing. So, and I see as you sit at my office over your shoulder, all the different mantras that are there on the poster behind you that we have, but I'm going to let you have the last word with the listeners. And if you had anything to share with them, that what is your mantra? What are you going to put on the billboard? It doesn't have to be about the Coffee Bean book, but what are you going to put on the billboard for others to see to have an impact on them going forward?
Well, you should probably know this, and our children know this, but you're never too young and you're never too old to serve.
Love that. Put it on there. You know, the time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but the best time to plant another one is right now. Absolutely. Don't wait to serve. You're exactly right. Never too young, never too old. I appreciate you serving our listeners today on this podcast. I appreciate who you are. We'll talk about all about, you know, 28 years of marriage and all that. And I appreciate you for that as well and for being a light in my life. So love you. And I look forward to maybe we get a chance to do this again on another book that we have. Common.
I would love to do this. And I'm so excited. I get to talk with the legend, John Gallagher, on the podcast Legend. It's so amazing.
Yeah. You've been listening to those talk boys a little too much. They're so funny. So we'll have to tell that story sometime when I get them on the podcast and ask them what they're really saying. But Legend, okay, I'll take that for a little while. I'll take that as confidence. And thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
I might be a little biased, but I think Chris was a fabulous guest today. I hope you took good notes on this interview. If she thinks calling me a legend is going to get her any extra points, though, she's absolutely right. No doubt she makes me better, and I was glad to have her on the podcast for the first time. Now, the story of the coffee bean had an impact on both Chris and me, and we really think it will have an impact on you as well. Let's summarize the spirit of the coffee bean in the story. Life is difficult. It can be harsh, stressful, and it can actually feel like a pot of boiling water. The environments we find ourselves in today's world can change, weaken, or harden us and test who we truly are. So we've got a choice. We can be like the carrot that softens or weakens in the pot of boiling water, or we can be like the egg that hardens, or we can be like the coffee bean and discover the power inside ourselves to transform our environment. I know which one I want to be, and I'm pretty sure you can tell by Chris's story that she wants to be a coffee bean too. So if you made it this far in the podcast, I'm going to guess you probably want to be a coffee bean as well. I'm putting a couple links in the show notes where you can check out Damon's story on another level. You want to invest the time to hear him tell it. It puts the coffee bean story on an entirely different level. Also, I would love to share a copy of the coffee bean with you. So here's how you get a free copy. If you would share the podcast and tag me or at me in your post, I'll be happy to follow up with you, reach out to you via DM and share a copy with you. It'll be my gift to you for sharing this podcast with others. Until next time, eat healthy, read more, grow champions, and be a coffee.